Connecticut. I'm excited because I've had Dr. Richard Morrell on my show before, but I've never met him in person from Stanford Health. I am so glad to have you here. How are you?
I'm great, Melissa. Thank you. Thank you for having me, and it's great to meet you in person.
Yes.
Well.
Oh, listen, you know, Stanford Health is near and dear to my heart. My mom, actually, you were sitting right near her. I don't even know. She's on like a breakfast date right now. She's so funny. But my mom was a registered nurse at Stanford Hospital for many years. I was born there. Oh. And so Stanford Health is something that truly is near and dear to my heart. And you guys have an incredible team there as well. So this is an honor.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And again, Dr. Richard Morrell is the Stanford Health Medical Group. You head up, I should say, the Stanford Health Medical Group. What is
Correct.
That, just for people who don't know?
So the medical group, we employ the majority of the physicians who practice at Stanford Health. It's about 250 of us, with about 50 contracted. So that's all the outpatient facilities, as well as a lot of the services that are provided at the hospital.
That's amazing. And you guys have had some really incredible news, actually, in the last week. Talk to us a little bit about, you had a recertification. That's a big deal. You guys kind of broke a record as far as Connecticut hospital systems are concerned. Talk to us a little bit.
So that's correct. So yesterday we had a very exciting day. We just were awarded our recertification for MAGNET.
Congrats. So what does that mean?
So MAGNET is awarded by the American Nurses Credentialing Center, and it centers on nursing excellence, quality, and innovation. And I think the key to that, you know, I tell my patients all the time, when you're in the hospital, I'm only going to be there for, 20 minutes, half an hour. I come by once a day. It's the nurses that are there with you 24/7. Mm-hmm. They're really the key and the backbone. So to show that we have nursing excellence, only less than 10% of the hospitals in the country have this. This is really key to our core. So we're very proud of that. We celebrated that. That ties on to a whole bunch of other awards that we've received this year. So as many Plaintree Gold, which is around patient experience. U.S. News and World Report rated us the number one hospital in Fairfield County. So throwing in all these, we are now the most highly awarded hospital in Connecticut, and we are very proud of that.
Congratulations. I think that's a really big deal. Why do you think that happened to Stanford Health?
So it's just a focus on quality. It's a focus on quality. It's a focus on patient experience. It's a focus on culture and the people that we have. We just have this culture of taking care of each other and taking care of the people that we serve. And that makes a big difference every day when you come in.
I mean, especially from your perspective, because you're on the ground, you're seeing it. And I mean, let's be honest, at a lot of hospitals, unfortunately, they are becoming, you know, either bought up or they're being put into a much bigger system. And I would think that experience for not only the patient, but the caregiver is different than I feel like it used to be. But Stanford Health has been able to have these partnerships with major name recognition places, but you've not compromised on that patient, you know, care, but also the caregivers not just being a number, right? I mean, how do you do that? How do you strike that balance?
So it's funny because I interview a lot of docs to come work for us, and I call us the Goldilocks, right? We're the perfect mix. We're the right size where any individual physician or other employee in the organization can make a difference, right? All the docs have my cell number. They can reach out to me if there's an issue, text me, call me anytime. You can have a direct effect on the care that's provided. If you see something, say something. So we have that level where we can affect that change, but also we have amazing care provided right here close to home. The relationship with New York Presbyterian around both cardiac and neurology, the relationship with Dana-Farber for oncology. So these are really key. The relationship with HSS for orthopedics, we're able to bring that world-class care right here in Stanford in Lower Fairfield County, and that's amazing.
Yeah, and I have to say, because as I mentioned, I grew up in a hospital setting because my mom was a registered mm-hmm. nurse for 20 plus years. And the thing that I think is amazing, I was just at Stanford Health recently. It doesn't feel like you're in a hospital. I mean, from the pediatric unit, I mean, and again, I have a 7-year-old. So the idea of if my kid breaks my leg, I don't want to think about that. But when I went there, it didn't feel like I was at a hospital. I didn't feel, and you could see it, even the kids who were there were like, forgot that they were even there for treatment, and the parents didn't seem stressed. So even just down to the setting, the decorum, and just kind of that feel, that culture is very different. It's so I don't know how you guys did that. How do you not make a hospital feel like a hospital? But it's pretty unique in that sense.
Yeah. I can't claim any credit for that, but we have very good people who understand that. Yeah, it shouldn't. People come in, they don't feel well. You don't want a site to make them feel worse. You want it to uplift people and help people to feel better.
Yeah, well, you guys do that. I really do think you do.
Thank you.
And, you know, what would you leave people with, Dr. Morrell, when you're going into the summer season? You like to call this kind of your reset when it comes to assessing your health. Why, and what exactly does that mean?
So, you know, unfortunately, people will often tend to put off things, right? Put off seeing their general physician for a physical, put off seeing their OBGYN, put off getting their mammogram, their colonoscopy. And one of the things I like to say, if you don't make time for your health is going to take time from you, right? And it's really important that you do that. Thank you. Feel free to use it.
I will. You know what? Honestly, you think I'm joking. I probably will. I'll say that to my parents later or to my husband or my brother, all the boys who don't want to make their doctor's appointment. So, yes, I'm going to use that for sure. Continue. Sorry.
You know, now that things are slowing down, you know, you've got a seven-year-old, you've got kids' activities, things like that. That tends to pull back a little bit in the summer. So you got a little bit more free time. Use that free time to take care of yourself, take care of you. And I say that to everybody else out there. Make those appointments, make those follow-up, get those things done. So we've made it very easy right now. Most of our appointments can be booked online. You don't have to call on the telephone. Just go to stanfordhealth.org. Most of our physicians are available online. Make your appointment. Make your appointment for your mammo, your colonoscopy, other things like that. And take care of yourself. It's really, really important.
And I also know, too, Dr. Morrell, not to put you on the spot, but Stanford Health also has a nonprofit, doesn't it? And you guys have, I feel like, events and things like that coming up.
Correct. So Stanford Health is a full nonprofit. We are not a for-profit system, as opposed to some other hospitals in the area. But we have a big community function coming up on Sunday, June 7th.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
You were not crazy.
I was like, no, there's something happening, and I'm going to miss it, and I'm going to be mad at myself on June 7th. Okay.
June 7th. It is our 30th year annual Hope in Motion Walk, and this is to raise funds for the Bennett Cancer Center. So I encourage everybody to come out and join us. It's a really wonderful event. Many of our docs, many of our nurses, other staff, everybody will be out there, all the executive team. So come out and join us, and hopefully pray for good weather.
Yes, and it's 1 week from Sunday. It is on June 7th.
Correct.
Which has honestly become my seven-year-old's favorite date of the year because it's 6-7. And we're still dealing with the 6-7 stuff. So for all the kids out there, tell them on 6-7, we're going to walk. And it's for a really good cause. I love that. And Dr. Morrell, I adore you. I thank you so much for always making the time to come on the show. You've always been excellent, but it's great to finally meet in person.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Of course. And the website, one more time, if people want any more information.
StanfordHealth.org.
StanfordHealth.org. Got that? StanfordHealth.org. Dr. Morrell, thank you so much for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We are going to be right back. Stop number 5 today for the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. We're at Elm Street Diner here in Stamford. More straight ahead.